complex problem, and we've got to take a multi-layered approach to it. We've got to start in the upstream countries. Our choice is to support refugees close to their place of origin so that they can be a part of the future in their countries when the current problem, civil war, whatever it is resolved. We've got to deal with the traffickers. Of course, we've got to support search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. Nobody wants to see people drowning in the Mediterranean.
And after we've rescued all of those people, what do we do with them?
If they're rescued, to the Italians will be running the operation. They will be landing in Italy.
Andrew, that's a very significant concession by the Foreign Secretary, because one of his own ministers, Banaras Anali, in the House of Lords, said that Britain opposed re-establishing the search and rescue mission because it created pull factors. She said that on October
14th. It was encouraging the migrants.
She was talking have you now changed
the
policy?
She was talking about a specific operation,
Mare Nostrum. Why yesterday, when you were in Luxembourg, did the words search and rescue mission not appear in any public statement? Is it now the British government's position to support the immediate re-establishment of search and rescue capability in the Mediterranean?
I am not aware that we made a public statement after the meeting yesterday. The meeting yesterday was paving the way for the leaders' meeting that will
take
place on
Thursday. But do you support the restoration of a more formidable maritime policy?
Of a more formidable operation on the sea, absolutely,
you do.
Yes.
Back and to what was called the Mare Nostrum.
Now, Mare Nostrum was an Italian project. The Prime Minister will go to Brussels on Thursday, ready to make a commitment of British support to the Triton operation, which is the current EU-financed operation.
Now, just to be clear, the Triton operation has been run by the European Border Agency out of Warsaw, which last time I looked is not that near.
And it has no search and rescue mandate.
And has got peanuts for a budget compared to the Mare Nostrum.
Just worth remembering.
Quickly, then, I'm on Bridget.
Christian Aid have said this morning that they believe that the search and rescue operation needs to be restarted within 48 hours.
All right. The 800 and you
people,
support that?
Absolutely. The 800 people who lost their lives, children, women and men, over the weekend. There's another 700 who've died already, absolutely. Thousands died last year. And if we don't intervene now, there's been an absolute humanitarian crisis.
All right.
Just to clarify, Foreign Secretary, Britain was among those EU countries who argued that the EU search and rescue mission would just encourage more migrants and make the problem worse, and therefore it should be stopped. Are you now recognising that was a wrong decision?
On the operation of Mare Nostrum, the Italian Mare Nostrum programme, we, along with many other EU countries, expressed concerns about the way the programme was operating. The question was whether we recognise that there is a need for additional support now on the sea, and we do. And
the Prime Minister, a lot more people have died since you voted to stop it.
We didn't vote to stop anything. The Italians unilaterally decided to end.
Because the rest of Europe wouldn't pony up the money to help them pay for it. 9 million euros a month.
The Prime Minister will go to Brussels on Thursday, willing to support an enhanced operation on the Mediterranean.